Blog Talk Radio.
We are poor little lambs who have lost our way. Ba, ba, ba.
This is TwoBlackSheepRadio.com with Bob Granger and Dave Wilkerson.
We're being a black sheep. It's a good thing.
You never know what they're going to say.
You know, every time I hear that part where they say, you never know what they're going to say, I think dramatically of the conversation that Bob and I have every morning. Good evening, Bob. How are you tonight?
I'm doing terrific. How about yourself there, Mr. Wilkerson?
I'm doing crappy, but that's a whole other story. And I'm not so sure I want to talk about it tonight. How's that, Bob?
Well, that's direct. That's what I've always loved most about you, direct. But, then let me talk about recovery a little bit then.
You know, hey, you always have something good
time
to talk
relax,
about with that.
You know?
You got it.
Well, you know, obviously, like we talked about last week, you know, first of all, I'm pumped about the show this week. I get pumped every week. But, you know, obviously I just got done with my Sly Stallone, you know, Believe 2 minutes. I did listen to something else tonight for about 18 minutes, which I'll talk about later. But I'm pumped. And, Craig, I'm thinking about my recovery part. You know, this weight loss deal, you know, it's getting me concerned already. I mean, I've been at it for a couple of weeks, and I haven't lost anything yet. And I've changed, I've really changed habits. I mean, I could do better, but I've really changed habits. But I am putting definitely a new meaning to the word marshmallow fluff. You know how, I mean, you know how a candle looks as a candle burns? You know, you get that, those rivulets of wax on the outside that flows
down. You know,
down.
Hey, Bob, only you would come up with that as an example. Okay. Go ahead.
That's what I'm looking like. It's horrible. You know, I look at my frame, and then you see this like horrible. It's almost disgusting. But anyway, I'm not quitting. I'm moving forward. I'm having difficulty recovering, but I'll give you a great recovery story. You know, and this has to do with my almost 96-year-old Aunt Margaret. Everybody hears about me talk about Aunt Margaret and Uncle Chuck. They're 96 and 98. Well, Tuesday afternoon, Aunt Margaret, they still drive. They still do their own grocery shopping. Crystal clear. They're hilarious. They're a little bit frail. But anyway, Aunt Margaret, she tripped over her slippers in the living room, fell down, and she broke her femur. All right?
Oh.
And so Uncle Chuck, I can't even imagine how Uncle Chuck even got her up, and he says, "Hey, Mama, how you doing?" And she says, "Not that great." You know, so they take her to the hospital. They, you know, they operated and they put a rod in her leg. So I went to see her last night, right? And even though it was a day after it happened, I didn't even know how she was going to be. Dave, she looked terrific. So I go in there, and she was dozing. So I was reading the paper. She woke up, you know, and I says, "Hey, Aunt Margaret, how you doing today?" And she goes, "Oh, Robbie, I'm doing fine." You know, now she's just 96 years
old.
Good
attitude.
Oh,
yep.
My
That's
gosh.
That's why she's living that long.
Tremendous attitude. Yeah. And you know, like no one's attitude out there. I mean, it was terrific. I says, well, you know, she told me what happened, you know, and went through the details. It was wonderful listener. And I says, "Well, Margaret, how long are you going to be in here?" She says, "Well, I got a couple more days in here, and then I'm going to be going over to Good Shepherd Home for a couple of weeks for therapy. And as soon as that, you know, they'll have me in the walker, and then I'll be right back up and around like usual." Dave, I mean, that I just love that recovery story because of her attitude. You know what I mean? I mean, these people are awesome. You know, and it was such a delight talking with a 96-year-old woman, a wonderful woman, a tremendous faith person, just a great person. But I just love that story, you know. And
hey, Bob, you know, my question is, what's Chuck going to be doing? Is he going to be partying it up while she's, you know, not around?
Well, I think Uncle Chuck will be okay, but I did learn one thing that I think is quite interesting. You know, we were talking about the old days when they were young, and she started talking about Pop Wickham, my grandfather, and her father, and she said, you know, it's interesting. She says, your mother is the only one that looks like an Indian, that looked like an Indian. I says, what are you talking about? She says, well, Pop's mother, you know, my grandmother was 100% Cherokee. I said, well, Aunt Margaret, let's see, that means Pop was 50% Cherokee, Mom was 25% Cherokee. That means I'm 12.5% American Indian, Cherokee. And so guess what's going to happen this weekend?
Cha-ching!
I'm going to drive my sons crazy because I'm going to start teaching my grandchildren that they're actually Indians.
You're a piece of work.
I don't have to say, do I have to say Native Americans to them? No, I'm going to say Indians. That's what it is.
Well, unless you're down in Washington, D.C., and then you got to worry about the Redskins.
Right. Well, we don't worry about that stuff anyway. That's not the kind of show we have. But anyway, but
yeah,
also one last
thank
thing
goodness.
About recovery. You know, my good friend Cal Walker, he started his treatments this week, you know, and we all know, you know, we know people have had these kind of treatments, and they're very tough. So if anyone, you know, and I appreciate everyone that's praying for him right now, and I'm positive it's working, but if anyone would like to send him out a card, because everyone knows how important that kind of personal touch is, I'm going to give the address right now. I'll give it twice, so if you'd like to get a pen and paper, and if anybody doesn't get it, wants to text me later, someone, I'll get it to you. It's Cal Walker, C-A-L Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R, and he lives, and his wife's name is Glenda, and they live on 105 Hickory Place. That's 105 Hickory Place, H-I-C-K-O-R-Y, Place, P-L-A-C-E, and that's in Ithaca, New York. That's Ithaca, E-T-H-A-C-A, and the zip is 14850, and once again, I really appreciate any effort you have in the prayers for my good friend Cal Walker, everyone. Anyway, that's my recovery stories for today.
Yep, well, I'm going to send a card out to him first thing in the morning. And also, I was going to say, I can't really put his address up anywhere. You know, just say it again before the show ends up, just to make sure our listeners get a chance to maybe reach out to him. Because we all know that sometimes when things are at the worst, just that one card or two coming from great people, even if you don't know him, it can make the difference. Believe me, I can tell you that firsthand. You know, my weekend, everybody knows, I had the flu, about 2 weeks ago, and I'm just having real trouble just getting back into it because my heart definitely took a beating during that time, and I'm feeling it. I mean, again, you know, today sleeping 3 hours in the middle of the day, feeling groggy. I may be coughing, so Bob, you know, I may call on you again during this live show to say, hey, take over for a little bit so I can turn the mic off because I really, really, really hate to cough all the time. It drives me crazier than anything else. But, you know, Bob, let's talk about a couple things. Let's talk about the show tonight, but let's talk about the purpose of the show because, again, I want to make sure that everybody really understands, you know, what we're doing here because, you know, we are pretty formatted. We've got some sponsors coming on board. We've got some other things that are going to happen that are really exciting. But, you know, we have a mission with this show, and sometimes I think it's not what people think it is. So, Bob, why don't you say in your own thoughts, in your own words, what you want to have this show represent for you, and then I'll do the same thing. That way people understand where both you and I are coming from.
Well, Dave, you and I, you know, have always been, you know, for the longest time now, we've been very candid with each other, very upfront with each other, and we talk about so many different things that are important in life, and there's so many things that I think people don't understand. They just don't understand on how good life really, really is and really can be, and it can be that way for them as well. And it has a lot to do with formulating an attitude, and I think the fact that you and I have that kind of attitude and we can bring that to the table and we you know, we've both been around and experienced enough things that are positive and can be very positive in people's lives, and that's what we want to bring to the table, I believe. I just want to help uplift people and let them know that they are fortunate to be here in our country, having the opportunity that they have in front of them in every walk of their life, even though times might be tough at times, you know, and that's what I'm hoping to accomplish with this, just to let people know that there are many people out there for them. And I like to just be able to bring different instances to the table in that can make things real for everybody. And I think that's kind of the way I look at it, Dave. I'm kind of an old-fashioned kind of guy.
Well, I understand that. And you know, again, we've had these discussions before and even before we started this. But, you know, as I think this is our, 14th or 15th show already. But what was fun is I've had a lot of people ask me again, you know, either they listen to the show and they really like it a lot, or I have some people that haven't even mentioned it at all, which is sort of surprising, but that's okay, you know, because, you know, again, we're viewing this a little bit differently because I've always had a belief that the minute that you pigeonhole yourself into one way completely of doing something, even with the mindset, that you may miss that one additional thing that might turn your whole business around. I mean, my whole professional life, I never allowed myself to be so set in my ways that I wasn't willing to listen to somebody else. And again, I didn't have to agree with them. I didn't even have to like them. But you know what? I may have found one or two little things that I incorporated in what I did that helped make me more and more successful. So, I mean, my viewpoint on this show is we know we're different. You know, but maybe you need a little bit of different in your life. And I'm not saying you admit everything else. But maybe occasionally you need a little different. You need a little bit of fun. You need a little bit of, what did they just say? You know, that was how we started the show from the very beginning, was we don't know what we're going to say. And honestly, even though we're trying to structure this a little bit, that makes us tough because Bob and I aren't that structured. Even though we get our goals accomplished, we definitely are looking to help everybody with the radio show. We're helping to show everybody there's a different way to look at the same thing, and maybe a combination of all those different pieces can make the difference for your business or your financial well-being. So that's my thought. So I think we let everybody know. What do you think, Bob?
Yeah, I think so. Well, they know where it comes from. Here's the best part. Like we always say, Dave, you can always hang up.
Exactly. You know, and it's funny. I mean, Rush Limbaugh always said something. I know the guy that plays House, he had a little poster out there that said, you know, if people aren't hating you, you're not doing your job. You know, because, you know, you got to have some people that go, why are they even saying that? But then, you know what? I might have one person that says, well, I'm glad they're saying it because no one else would. So, you know, that's our goal. But, you know, tonight we're going to talk about our topic was how to prospect like a minor. And, of course, Bob goes, a minor? Well, I thought they had to be at least 18 to join this business. And I had to explain to him. I meant like nuggets of gold, like Norbert Hennessy's, like digging, you know, finding people. So you get that part now, Bob? You think we're going to be able to do something tonight with that?
I was pretty impressed with the likeness in the picture, too, for 2020.
Did you like that? Yeah.
He's bending over. He's bending over. I don't know if I can even get that far down now.
Well, you got to like that. Actually, you look pretty good for that age. I think that was, what I say, about 15 years from now? Close to that. So, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
You know, but the prospecting part, you know, we talk about, you know, everybody always thinks that what happens in network marketing is so different, is so unique. And the truth of the matter is, you use a lot of the same exact techniques if you're prospecting someone for a network marketing business as you would going out there trying to secure a new customer or client in a traditional business. You know, Bob, I mean, as an example, I want you to compare going looking for a client for your Eastern Energy Solutions and going out and prospecting for a potential consultant. Give everybody a little bit of example of how you would view both of that.
Well, I'll tell you, though, To think about how we started the company, Dave. When we started this company, we didn't know anything about, you know, electricity. It was brand new. We bought a few distributorships, things like this, and didn't know hardly anything about lighting. So you want to know what
you know
I did to begin
now?
With? Well, we're pretty good now. At least the kids are. And
you got
And people
smart.
Think I do.
I got it.
But the interesting thing was when I started. To be honest, I went to my friends first. you know, that really trusted me, and I was honest with them. I said, listen, we're trying to get this business kicked off the ground. You know, hey, let me do something here. And you know what they did? You know, my buddies up at the Afton Golf Club did. You know, like my buddy Chet Lowry down at United Methodist Homes did. My buddy Keith Ruffgarden,
who owned it. Right?
Yes, traditional business. And that's how I started that traditional business. And guess what? The references came from them again. And then we got to the point where we were good. And so then it was easy to go out and just say, hey, listen, let me just talk to you about something. It's a very, as long as you're honest, I think being honest is one of the most important things about being in any kind of business, traditional and MLM. In fact, I've always had problems with the backdoor approach of MLMs.
Yep. Well, give an example of what you consider a backdoor approach.
A backdoor approach is saying that, well, you don't need to know what the company is right now. I mean, there's all kinds of different backdoor approaches where you make it a mystery. Yeah, you know, sometimes that's appropriate. Many times it isn't, though. And so people are already wondering what's up your sleeve.
Well, you put them on the defensive right away. They're concerned because, you know, they've had other people that may not have your heart. You're not looking out for, you know, they've had other people that did not have their best interest.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
Which is sort of what I'm going to be talking about in the brain hurt segment I'm going to do a little later. So you'll pay attention to that. But and when I started all my companies, everybody asked, how did I secure clients like IBM, General Electric, RCA, you know, some of the top Fortune 100 companies? And I said, well, I don't know. I didn't know I wasn't supposed to, you know. So my mindset always was that they were my customer even before they were my customer. You know, I would go in there, and I would go in there with the idea of, okay, show me your process. Show me what's going wrong. Let me see if I have something that might be able to help you. And, you know, you found that most of the people, they were starved for that, you know. So they would sit there and take me back to their you know, the multimillion-dollar labs, their deep gold tanks, and they'd be talking about all this stuff. And then, you know, they didn't realize I had no clue what they were doing. But I was really good at being interested in writing a lot of notes. And I would always be honest because I'd always tell them, I said, listen, I may not have the answer myself, but I know a lot of great people that are part of our support group, you know, which is, you know, we represented other product lines. And I said, they're experts in their field, and I'm going to go ahead and explain to them what's happened today, and then I'll get back to you. And, you know, I can't think of how many times I never bid for the contract. I just got it. And I got it because I created more value to them other than just selling them a cheap product. And I do the same thing with network marketing. When I go and I meet with somebody and I talk to them, I'm not really pitching them. They're going to, you know, they're billionaires and what the incredible this and that. I don't do that. What I do instead is I listen to them and I'll ask them, how's your life? Where would you like to be? Let's be honest with each other. Do you think you can get there by doing what you're doing now? And I walked them through that same process. And I realized later it was no different. It really was no different. The difference occurred when that person I brought in 10 people, brought in 40 people. That's when the difference occurred. But in the very beginning, it was all the same exact thing for prospecting. I would do it no different in traditional versus network.
It's, you know, it's interesting you say that today, Dave. I had a sales meeting with 8 reps up in the northern part of New York and western part of New York today. And, you know, and I said, look, here's the thing. You know, if you get me into a place, if you're confused on it because of the size of it or something like this, I'll be able to go in and know immediately if we can help them. You know, and,
right.
and by just finding out if we can help them, you know, that's the point where you're building that relationship, you know, and you're just talking to the people. You're talking to them real, you know, and I'll tell you, it's not difficult to do it. It really isn't. Too many people jam up on it.
Well, I think it's because their heads get filled with all the cliches, you know, like if someone's within, you know, 3 feet of you, you're supposed to tackle them. Yeah, you're supposed to jam a DVD in their mouth. You're supposed to, you know, put your tattoo on them and make them yours right away, right? I mean, that's what's taught. You know, I tell people all the time, just put yourself in the position of that person you're going to talk to. Would you like somebody to do that to you? I mean, seriously. And most people say no. And I said, then why are you doing it? He goes, well, I was taught to do it. They said I should be like a spider monkey. I should be saying everything to everybody. And I go, well, you know what? It comes across as being false. It comes across like you're trying to you know, bamboozle them, right? I can't think of another word, but that seems to fit.
And also, you know, like especially with the contacting part of the equation now, MLMs have been around quite a while now, you know, and almost everybody has been approached with something. You know, and it's got that black eye hanging there, and it's time to start treating it more like a traditional business, I think, anyway.
Well, you know, you talk about the black eye, and I do want to talk about something, you know, briefly. Again, I'm going to cover a little bit later in more detail. But, you know, a couple of days ago, we had, actually it was a competitor of Ambit Energies that went out of business. You know, they closed their doors, and they did it pretty abruptly, and they essentially told their existing consultant base that, you know, we're going to continue paying your residual, but you can't add any more customers or any more consultants. That part's done. You know, and these things happen in business, but the problem you run into is, see, in a traditional company, if you shut it down, you may be impacting the customers you're supplying, and you may be impacting, you know, employees, but, you know, it's going to be, you know, usually 10, 15 employees, okay? When a company in network marketing goes down, it might be affecting 30, 40, 100,000 people. And that's why the ripple effect out there is strong, you know. So, you know, we talk about being professional. I think you're professional even when someone else is experiencing a negative in their life with their company. I think you be professional about it comes back for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a shame what happened. You know, because as far as I'm concerned in the energy industry, there's enough out there for all of us, you know, and to see one go out that's a similar marketing model that will also make other people concerned about the ones that are presently out there, you know, and so this was not a good thing to have happen. If people think that this was a good thing to have happen, I
wrong.
Disagree
with
it.
Yeah, not good. Yep, I do too. You know, I mean, I had so many great competitors in my circuit board days, you know, back, this was in the 80s and 90s. And, you know, everybody said, well, do you get vicious with them? I said, no, actually, we became pretty friendly. Now, what was nice is we all had different product lines. I had, you know, roughly 70 different product lines that we represented. And, you know, they may have had some similar competitors, but sometimes they had product lines that I didn't represent. And we would work together. You know, again, it was consulting. Yeah. I'd go in there and talk to a customer, and I would say, you know, I don't have it, but New Technologies does. And they go, aren't they your competitor? And I said, well, competitor or not, they're the best supplier for what your need is. And, you know, again, I agree with you. I mean, we made a fortune in that period of time, and I don't think you need to make it over the carcass of somebody else.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yep, that's for sure.
So, you know, Bob, listen, why don't you talk about your upcoming event for the simulcast? I think it's great to talk about the events. We also want to, you know, I mean, you could still, do you still have any room? I know you had a cutoff date pretty soon.
We do. Actually, I was texted today. I received several more checks today, you know, because what happened, Tioga Downs, and where our streaming event's going to be at Tioga Downs Racino in Nichols, New York. And it's a beautiful setting too, because the way it's right outside of Owego, right outside of Binghamton. It's about 20 minutes outside of Binghamton, you know. And the thing that's nice, it's going to be a nice setting because the way the room is set, you have a window wall that looks out over the track. Now the track's obviously not running now, but they do a lot of practice horses and things like this. We're going to have a great dinner that's going to run for 2.5 hours. The dinner starts at 1:30.
Tell me the food. What's gonna be the food?
Crab meat stuffed tilapia. We have a Caesar salad. Oh. We have a steak with a Bordelaise sauce. You know, about three different kinds of desserts. You know, I got overruled on their famous carrot souffle, and so we're going with a roasted rosemary potato, you know, but it's really in some vegetable medleys and all this stuff. It's going to be a, it's going to be a great dinner. They have very good food there. And it
sounds
runs
good.
For 2.5 hours, the food does. And,
wow.
And here's the thing that's nice. The way we have it set up is that the buffet line is in another room, which is completely away from everybody and connected.
That's nice.
To where we're, you know, the where we're going to have the streaming event. We're going to have, you know, one large, very large screen and four smaller screens, you know, because they simulcast there. So, and then we have non-alcoholic beverages from when the door opens at 1 o'clock, right to 6 o'clock. The food will start at 1:30. In fact, Dave, we're having a cash bar. If anybody wants a beer or a glass of wine. You know,
oh, cool.
They're more than welcome to have it. You know, this is going to be a fun time, Dave. We're going to have a blast.
Well,
I mean, we're.
And
we
what are you charging for the event?
$30.
Okay.
We have hundreds of dollars worth of giveaways that we're doing, including, you know, Copper Horse Coffee. In fact, they just sent out 12 sample bags to corporate. Corporate loved our logo, you know, which is, it's called. Free energy blend.
Oh, neat.
So, you know, isn't that awesome? Yeah. And it's so they did a real nice job with that. Black Sheep Radio is doing some giveaways. You know, Eastern Energy Solutions. And so, but right around 2 o'clock, you know, since the simulcast starts at 3 o'clock, and in Jersey and in Texas, you know, that from 2 until 3, they're going to be doing their local stuff. So, you know, right around 2 o'clock, 2:15, Laura and I will be, you know, are going to be doing some recognitions for 222, promotional recognitions. We're going to be doing just a little bit of talks, and just we're just going to have a blast. And it looks like we have a real good chance that the Minuteman is coming to kick off the event at 2:30, which
that'll
be videoed and go to you immediately as soon as it's done. You know, we're going to, you know, be taking a lot of pictures. We're going to have every table, like at a wedding, we're going to have the disposable cameras, you know, so everybody can take different pictures, different shots.
Oh, great.
We put a lot of thought into it. It's going to be a great, fun event, you know, and we're to understand that, you know, the announcements are going to be quite exciting. So it's we're excited about it, you know, and we right now, Dave, we have about 130 people, and I wouldn't
wow.
be a bit surprised. Yeah, I wouldn't be a bit surprised. We'll have another 30 or so in the next couple of days because Tioga told us that they wanted a firm count by the 17th. You know,
okay,
and we're not taking walk-ins. Yeah, you know, it's not like we're sold out type of thing. These are paid registrants we have right now, 130. And so
well, that's the way to do
real.
It anyhow. Get their money in advance. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, I'm hoping to stop by or be there. But I can tell you, I mean, I was asked today by corporate if I would speak at the simulcast event in New Jersey. And I'm going to actually be talking to them tomorrow and tell them I won't be able to do that because I just it's tough for me to be counted on. So I'm hoping to get north. And I'm hoping to be able to, you know, stop in there. And I want to be up in Webster, New York, too, and with my Rochester team. And I want to do a big shout-out. We had a brand-new executive consultant team of Dave and Kathy Lipinsik. Great, great people. You know, salt of the earth, just who we'd like, you know, to be doing the right thing all the time. And that was exciting. I'd like to be up there for that. But, you know, it all depends on the 23rd. I go back in for a major, you know, heart checkup with echocardiograms and the whole nine yards. So I'll know then if I'm going to be able to go anywhere. So I can't plan.
Okay.
That's my problem.
So you're going to have to be in Hershey on the 23rd then.
On the 23rd, I will. Yeah, but that's Friday.
Yeah.
That's Friday morning. So.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
We'll
man,
yeah,
I'm hoping. You know,
well,
I'm
going to be heading north.
So
I will be back up that way. Yep.
You have a place to stay, and I do have Glenn Rothes.
Yeah, we haven't had a bet lately. Can I bet you something? Because you know the last bottle that you lost in a bet is up buried in snow up at my camp, you know. But I might need to replenish. So I'll come up with some bet that I know you'll lose because you haven't won
okay,
one yet.
Yeah.
So
you know I'm good for
you know,
it.
It'll work. You know, the other thing, too, is while we're doing that, let's talk a little bit briefly about our golf event that's coming up. I know that, you know, we're going to have the website. We'll have it so that you can go to Two Black Sheep Radio, and you can click on a link, and you'll see all the information on the golf event. It was something we actually booked over a year ago, and then, of course, we had to delay it because of who do we have to delay it for again, Bob?
Well, we kind of had to delay
you can
for
say
my
it.
Partner a little bit, you know.
Yeah, I know. That was when I was in my worst of the worst, you know, when my heart was at 18%, and they didn't think I was going to make it to the summer. So, needless to say, we weren't really thinking about doing the golf event that we had committed to, but we were able to reschedule it. And, you know, we're gonna just have a blast. And Bob, why don't you talk about for a second what we're going to plan on doing and talk about the type of fun event we're going to do?
Oh, this is going to be a blast. You know, we're going to have the 18th hole captain and crew tournament, and we haven't decided how we're going to flip-flop the days yet. We do know there's going to be a reception Friday night. We do have some special guests that we're in the process of you know, discussing with. Some of them will be speaking at a possible, you know, like just almost a casual style workshop, different style. This is a fun type of event, and it's open for non-golfers too. I mean, you'd be on a golf team, but when you're playing captain and crew, who cares? It's just fun,
exactly.
You know. And you know, we have said many times, Dave, that you know, we just don't have enough fun. You work really hard in this business, and you get to the point where you're starting to earn even just a little bit of money. You know, put that money aside and enjoy yourself. Enjoy your life. You know, I was talking with Tommy today and Damien, and
they're locked and loaded. I know you said you were going to call.
Yeah, Tommy's locked and loaded. And so, you know, there's an example where, you know, in November we're going to get out there and do a little bone fishing, a little golf with, you know, four of us good friends. And it's not going to cost an awful lot of money. You know, that's the thing. It doesn't cost an awful lot of money, but we're going to be able to have the time to do it. You know, and I mean, if anybody was a regional consultant, you know, between now and that time period, you know, they could do something similar and be afforded to do it.
Sure.
You know, so it's going to be a great, it's the weekend before Easter, which is a great time to hold a function like that. You know,
it's the last weekend of March, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're going to have very, very good room rates. The golf is at a reduced price. Plus, Dave, you and I also talked about anybody in the business. We're going to put out little perks out there that we would like to have pay for people. You know,
so we can do that.
This could be a freebie for you if you'd like. You know, and so we're just going to have a blast with it.
Well, I definitely like that, and looking forward to it, and I'm hoping I'm going to be able to be an active golfer instead of one of those driving the cart around, because I don't play chauffeur too well, Bob, so don't even think for 1 second that I will be your chauffeur, okay? That will never happen.
Well, I know that. I know that, of course.
Well, that's good. Well, hey, listen, Bob, I know tonight everybody keeps saying, can Bob keep doing the Lone Ranger spot? Does he have any idea what letter is next? Because now we're getting into, you know, it's not as easy when it's A, B, and C, you can remember. But now what letter are we running up to, Bob?
Okay, we're on J, which, by the way, I double-checked it. Yep, I'm positive. I double-checked it. It is the 10th letter of the alphabet, right?
Good for you.
And so I am prepared, like I'm always prepared. This is a little bit different this evening. And isn't it nice, Dave, that you never know what I'm going to say next on this?
Oh, hey, guess what? That's not it.
No.
This is it. Yeah, I know. That's what happens when I get tired.
With the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high-o silver.
So all of us, let's welcome our very own Lone Ranger.
Well, thanks a lot, Dave. Here we go again with the ABCs to your dreams. You know, last week it was I. You know, remember, that was ignore those who try to discourage you. And we had some fun with that last week. You know, this week it's Jay. You know, and Jay was a little bit different. You know, obviously January starts with J. You know, first month of the year, you know, and you could work on that if you want to, especially with the great weather we've had of late. You know, then I started thinking about special words that start with J. Like, how about the word jewel? You know, that's a person or a thing that is really, really precious to you, and we all have people like that. But that wasn't it. I started thinking about some other things, and then I started to think about sneaker ads. That's right, sneaker ads. Then I started at Williams. His video, Just Do It, it was a presentation. In fact, it can be looked up right on the ecfactorynation.com. It's underneath resources and then the videos, and it's Art Williams, 18 minutes. It's 18 minutes, Just Do It. And that's why I was so pumped tonight, because I listened to it. And I'm going to recommend, this is an easy one for me tonight. See, this Just Do It was done in 1987. You know, and the thing is, that's 27 years old, and it's even more appropriate, more accurate for today. It's timeless to begin with, but it's even more accurate for today. It's more appropriate, you know, because obviously we all know there's less job opportunities today than there were back in 1987. But that doesn't mean there's less opportunity. There's still an abundance of opportunity in the United States. All right, but my recommendation to everyone is tonight when you're done with this show, rather than watch TV, pull up the EC Factory Nation and go to resources and video and play Just Do It for 18 minutes. It's a classic. It's his philosophy of winning in business. You know, and it's just, all I can tell you is it's outstanding. You know, and because his theory is just do it until the job gets done. Just do it. And it's so riveting, so passionate. That's my letter this week. Jay, just do it. And please take advantage of Art Williams' video. That's it, Dave.
Well, you know, Bob, yep, that's really good. But, you know, you are going to laugh yourself silly when we come to our close tonight. And that's all I'll say right now, okay? Just keep that in mind because it is what it is. But
okay.
Listen, I just want to just give everybody a quick update on the final five. You know, it's what we talked about, the five people we're tracking along the way. We've gone through the interviewing process. We've got some great people that we're going to start up shortly. We still have at least one more spot I want to fill. So again, if you're interested, and again, all we're going to do is going to help guide you through. Bob and I are going to help walk you through the potential to build your business. Okay. And you just have to, you don't have to expose who you are. Just say your first name. And we'll bring you on the air occasionally to discuss, you know, your previous week. So if you're interested in doing that, just send us off a quick email to BAA at twoblacksheepradio.com and just say, hey, give me a call. You know, something simple. Don't have to be complicated on the subject line. Just let us know how to get a hold of you. Okay? So that's where we stand with that. And then one more thing is we talked about not only promoting the website, but our Facebook page. Now, the reason I want to do that is we're going to start posting some of the things from this final five, and we're also going to put up some of these short clips like with Bob Granger's, like his Lone Rangers spots. We're going to have a web page dedicated just to each letter, but we're also going to put some of them up each week separately on Facebook. So, you know, if you go to our twoblacksheepradio.com, on the upper right-hand side, just click on the Facebook page, little icon, and just like us. Okay, and if you don't like us, well, then go someplace else. Right, Bob?
That's right.
Yeah, that's how it is. Yep. I don't know what to tell you. You know, listen, it's been an interesting week, you know, to say the least. And what I want to do is, again, I just want to tell everybody how much I appreciate the friends that I've been created that I did not know when I started this business a little bit more than 4.5 years ago. Because this last year has been a challenge that I never thought I would deal with, because I've always been pretty healthy. It's been tough. It's been really tough. But I tell you, what's nice is like you got a good set of friends who know when to reach out to you, and they also know when to leave you alone. And I don't know if anybody's ever been really sick, you know, sometimes you just want to be left alone. And Bob's pretty good about that. And when he's not, I just don't answer the call. Right, Bob?
That's exactly correct.
You know, it is what it is, you know. what I'm going to do is, let me go ahead and play my brain hurt segment, because I know that this was near and dear to my heart. And again, if you follow me personally on Facebook, you probably know what this segment's about, because again, I am not bashful. When I think that people are doing things wrong, again, this is what we talk about, the little different viewpoint. You may not always agree with myself or with Bob, but at least with us, you know that we're always going to tell you what we really feel. We're not going to sugarcoat things. We may not share all the bad stuff with you, but you know what? We're not going to lie to you. And I think that that's missing out there. But I also think what I see that drives me crazy is what you can hear in the brain hurts. So let me go ahead and do a segment, and then I'll come back, and then Bob and I will chat a little bit more and a couple other things we want to discuss, and we're going to wrap it up tonight. So it's been a great night, so hold tight. This will be a good one. Well, this is Dave Wilkerson, and you're going to hear why my brain hurts now. Well, you know, so tonight I get to talk about what made my brain hurt this week. And, you know, actually, it was pretty clear most of the week until a couple days ago when another network marketing company, North America Power, decided to essentially close their doors. Now, the positive thing is they are paying the residual on any of the customers that the consultants had, but they are not allowed to bring in any new consultants or new customers. So I guess it's as good as it can get, considering the gravity of the situation. But here's what it is that sort of set me off a little bit. And again, anybody who follows me on Facebook, they saw I'm not bashful about it. You know, I'm very passionate about being kind to your fellow person, your fellow human being, your fellow man, your fellow woman. And when I see these flowery images up there that somebody superimposed and it says, you know, essentially what it's saying is, we feel your pain. We know what you're going through. But you know what? You know, we can help you out. You know, if you want to take care of your customers, you can come over to us. And again, I'm paraphrasing a little bit. But that's what I saw when I saw those. When I started reading this off, I was thinking, you know, do they understand that it's somebody? I mean, put yourself in that position of that person. Imagine you put 3 or 4 years into something. You're passionate about it. You were doing well. You went out and helped other people. And suddenly, no fault of your own, the company closes. Now, how are you going to feel right then? Are you going to feel all excited to, like, go get all your customers and go to another energy company? I would think not. I would think instead you'd be in grief. You know, it's no different than you lose a loved one. You know, for a lot of people, your business is your passion. And listen, we may not always agree what someone else chooses to do for their business. But you know what? That's how life is. That's how people are. But to take advantage of them, to sit there and put things out there which you know are to entice them. I mean, you disguise it. You have flowers. You got rainbows. You got sunsets. Somebody even had a slideshow that showed about the difference. And it was directed right towards those consultants that just a few days ago had the rug pulled out from underneath them. So that's what makes my brain hurt. So you know what, if you see that on Facebook, if you see that, it's okay to tell someone, you know what, that's probably not the right thing to do. That would be like picketing our soldiers that came back at their funeral, that came back, you know, killed in action, and you're out there picketing because you have a different belief. Well, you know what, it's just wrong. We don't do that. You know what you do instead is you feel bad for them. You be their friend. And you know what will happen? You know, a week, a month, 2 months later, hopefully they'll think of you as that person they'd like to be teammates with, and not the person that was there like a vulture sitting on the side of the road or an ambulance chaser trying to get their business. Because it wasn't about those people getting hurt. It was about somebody saying, hey, if I get these people, my business will be strong. And that is wrong. So, Bob, that's my brain hurts. I hope it gets more difficult each week to come up with them, but I have a feeling there's a lot of stuff out there that I can have fun with. Okay, that's it for today.
Yep,
see? Okay, now you know why my brain hurts, right, Bob?
Well, you know, you're 100% correct, though, Dave. Like we had mentioned briefly before, this is bad for the industry. It's bad for the network marketing, business model. You know, and I feel bad for those people that had that opportunity taken away from them, basically, you know, because the company couldn't sustain that part of their division, you know, and so it's too bad. And, when those people feel it's right, they'll find the proper fit in a network marketing business if that's what they want to do again. You know, a lot of them will be gun-shy, you know, for a long time.
Well, and listen, I'm sure that some are out there doing that right now. You know, they're out there trying to negotiate deals and the whole nine yards. But, you know, my belief is, like anything else, if you really were passionate about it, you know, you should be able to, you should grieve on it just a little bit, right? If not,
sure.
Truthfully,
yeah. Yeah.
I don't want you on my team. If you can flip a switch that quickly without feeling the pain of it, I'd rather not have you.
Yeah, exactly correct.
You know.
Yeah.
So, Bob, is there anything else in your head that you want to share tonight? Because if not, you know, we've got our close, and I just want to, you know, throw out a quick little contest that, we're going to do tonight.
Oh, I like it. I want to thank everyone for all the prayers going out to my good friend Cal Walker. And the fact that, we really enjoy doing this show, and we hope it's of value to so many of you, and that we say just something that will make a difference for you. You know, that's how
I
feel.
Yep, that's great. Well, listen, here's what I want to do. Again, I want to push that we get people to that Facebook page and like it, because, again, we want to share more and more information with you. So the first person, and again, we may choose more than one, by the way, but the first person that goes to our Facebook page, and you can go to it through twoblacksheepradio.com, upper right-hand side, you can click on the little Facebook icon and like the page, and just pick up, and what I want you to do is put in there what Bob's letter was tonight. Okay, so the Lone Granger spot was what letter? Put it up there. Anything else you'd like to put as well as a comment? And what we're going to do is that very first person, we're going to give either a copy of Eric Worre's GoPro book or Jordan Adler's Beach Money book, or we may send both, and we may send it to a bunch of people. You never know with us. So, you know, that's sort of our show for tonight. I've got our close, and like I said, Bob, I want you to listen to his close, and everybody that's our listener here tonight, realize that Bob and I didn't chat about this, but you can see why we get along so well. So everybody, here we go, and Bob, we'll talk to you a little bit later, my friend.
Okay, buddy. Have a good evening. Feel better.
I believe desire and will to win is everything. I don't know why I'm like I am, but my butt's always burning. There's always something to say, Art, dadgummit, you're supposed to go for it. Art, dadgummit, you're supposed to be somebody. You're supposed to make a difference with your life. What does the $500,000-a-year person do? The $50,000-a-year person doesn't do. You look at the outside and study those two individuals, everything seems to be the same. They both are the same sex. They both are the same age. They have the same training, the same positions, the same contract, the same fringe benefits. They both are successful. They work hard. They're good family people, make tough commitments. But what's the difference? What does the $500,000-a-year person do? The $50,000-a-year person doesn't do. He pays the price and a little bit more. He works hard and a little bit more. He's loyal to the company and a little bit more. He believes in a little bit more. He makes money and a little bit more. He saves money and a little bit more. If you want to win in these United States, you got to be tough, and you can't quit. We need leaders in America who can do it. If you want to become somebody, do it. If you want to go in business for yourself, do it. If you want to become financially independent, do it. I hear too much talk in these United States. Everybody can talk a good game. We need people in America who can do it. I go all over this country with A.O. Williams, and I have people say, Art, you can count on me. Wonderful. Just do it. Art, I guarantee you, this is my last stop. I'm going to win now. super duper, just do it. Art, if I could just have one good month and get the ball going, I know I could make it big. Super, just do it. Art, if I could just pay off this debt, I could really go. Great, just do it. Art, if I could just sell my house, do it. But houses ain't selling. Do it anyway. Art, I'm not making any money. What can I do? You just do it. Do what, Art? You do it and do it and do it. Art, I guarantee I'm going to win this contest. Super duper. Just do it. Art, I'm over the hump now. Watch my smoke. Great. Just do it. Art, I want to make it so bad I can taste it. What I do? You just do it. Art, I'm a vice president now. Can I quit doing it? No. Art, I don't know if I can keep on keeping on. I'm really hurting what I do. You just do it. Do what, Art? You do it, and do it, and do it.
Well, if you can't get inspired after hearing that, like Art Williams says, just do it. Just do it. Just make sure that you come back every Thursday night. Also, go to our website at twoblacksheepradio.com, and you'll see all the past shows up there. We're on our 15th show already. So make sure you come back next week, and remember this. Being a black sheep's not a bad thing. It just makes us a little bit more unique. See y'all later. Bye-bye.